Hello everybody, my name is George Markomanolis. I'm a lead HPC scientist at CSE IT Center for Science, and I'm excited to be here to present some work about utilizing AMD GPUs, tuning, programming models, and roadmap. Just before I start, to mention really fast what is Lumi, the supercomputer that's going to be installed in Finland. For more details, see my last year presentation. I will just say that the motivation of this talk is about the AMD GPUs, that it will have almost half exaflop AMD Instinct GPUs. And the CPU partition has already been installed and is under testing and some pilot programs and openings soon to public. And have some storage system, but I will continue to the next one. Now, this is a mock-up of the architecture of the MI100. This is not the GPU of Lumi, this is the GPU that we have access. So you can see here some asynchronous compute engine, hardware scheduler, 8 shader engines, 1, 2, 3, 4, and another 4, with 16 compute units, but 8 totally are disabled, and this compute unit has 64 shader processing cores. Okay, so, and it has also in the fabric links and all of the things, but I'm not going into more details. I just want to keep the 120 compute units. And really one slide, just introduction to HIP. You can find more details in the last year presentation. HIP is a heterogeneous interface for portability developed by AMD. It can be executed in both platforms, AMD and NVIDIA. Many well-known libraries ported to HIP. There's minimal overhead. New projects or porting from CUDA could be developed directly to HIP, and the supported CUDA API is called with a HIP prefix. See CUDA malloc becomes HIP malloc, etc. And you can find HIP in this link. Now, a benchmark about matrix multiplication. The code is QBLAS. It was converted to HIPBLAS. About conversion, again, see the last year presentation. In this small example, it's a matrix multiplication 2000 size and 6 precision. And all the CUDA calls were converted and it was linked with HIPBLAS. And what you see here, the y-axis is gigaflops. And the V100 achieved around 12, 13 teraflops in this situation, and here the MI100 achieved close to 22 teraflops, and MI100 achieved more closer to theoretical peak than V100, and it was quite straightforward and efficient. In this benchmark, I have N-body simulation, so I give you where I found the code. All the CUDA calls were ported, and we have almost 33,000 number of small particles and 2,000 time steps. Now, what's interesting here on the y-axis is seconds. The V100 was close to 70 seconds, and when I ported and I ran it on MI100, it was close to 95 seconds, something like that. So MI100 was worse performance than V100. Then I was checking the code, and of course I was checking the ROCm change log. So in ROCm 4.1, they decided to use 1,000 threads per block instead of 256. And when I changed this back manually to 256 threads per block, then here I achieved a faster performance than V100 with like 50 something seconds. It's not huge speed up, but at least when we compare by default some values, maybe if we don't know how to tune, we can say, oh, MI100 is worse than V100, etc. So some tuning is required. BubbleStream is a memory-bound benchmark from the University of Bristol. It's well-known to benchmark memory. It has 5 kernels, add, and you can see here like the formula, multiply, copy, triad, and dot. Dot is interesting because it's basically reduction, and the triad has also similar performance with other kernels. I will mention later some results. So I wanted to say that I use mainly these benchmarks in some cases. So about improving the OpenAP performance on BubbleStream for MI100, original code is here in open OMP target teams distributed parallel for SIMD. Target to have the GPUs, create teams, distribute the workload and make it parallel. Now the SIMD, if you use AMD bare metal system until LLVM at least 12, doesn't do anything. It's here, if you have it or not, it doesn't matter. But if you use Cray compiler, it's mandatory. You will see a warning that it will not be parallelized correct. So you need to use SIMD. Now, as I know that I want 256 threads per block and double a number of teams from computation units in order to have to cover the lattice and everything, I know and add here thread limit and num teams 256 and 240. Now for the dot kernel, because it was a trial and error, we achieved with 720 teams the best performance. So this is a way how to tune manually the performance to increase for OpenMP on MI100 for specific kernels usually. Here we discuss about the MixBench. It's a benchmark tool to evaluate the performance bounds of GPUs on mixed operational intensity kernels. The executed kernel is customized on a range of different operational intensity values, supported programming models, CUDA heap, OpenCL and SQL, and we'll use the CUDA heap. We use three types of experiments combined with global memory access, single precision, double precision and half precision, multiplying additions, and the results will be presented with peak performance only, and the source of the benchmarks is in this GitHub. So the y-axis is the gigaflops, and we see here the V100, NVIDIA V100, double precision, single precision and half precision. So we see that from double precision around to close to 7.5 teraflops, and single precision is increasing close to double, 14 to 15, and then to at half we see that it goes a bit down around to 10 to 11 teraflops. So what happens next? We compare with the A100, which is close to 9.5 teraflops double precision, and it goes more than 19 for single precision, and if I remember correctly, like close to 54, 55 for half precision. So significant improvement for half, and of course for the other ones. And then we compare with the MI100, which I repeat is one generation before the Lumen GPU. And what we see here, double precision is increased close to above 10 teraflops. Single precision is close to 22 teraflops, again better than A100, but the half precision is lower, is close to 43, 44 teraflops, so it's lower than A100. So on half operations didn't really perform well significant to A100. Now, programming models. We have utilized with success at least the following programming models on MI100. Heap, of course, OpenMP offloading, Heap SQL, Cocos, Alpaca. We have done benchmarks for all of them, and I'll present the results for all except the Alpaca. Now let's talk about SQL. We're using the Heap SQL to support the AMD GPUs. SQL is a C++ single source heterogeneous programming for acceleration of load, generic programming with templates and lambda functions, big momentum currently, NERSC, Argon, CodePlay, Battleship, contract to support Vero system, SQL 2020 specifications was announced early last year. There's many terminology, unified shared memory, buffer, accessors to access various buffers, data movement, queues to send requests for the GPUs, etc. And Heap SQL supports CPU, AMD, NVIDIA GPUs, and Intel GPU experimental. Now to mention something important, that the NVIDIA GPU support now is so changed the framework, so a code that is written with Heap SQL can be executed on NVIDIA system without having sold Heap. So the fact that they say heapsql doesn't have dependency on heap framework really, but this is how it started the name. And what does it mean? On the UHPC systems, something that you wrote on Lumi with heapsql to run on MDGPUs will run on Leonardo without really to request any software installation from the support of Leonardo. Of course, depends on external libraries, etc., but not because of the SQL. Cocos Core implements a programming model in C++ for adding performance portable applications targeting major HPC platforms. It provides abstractions for both parallel execution of code and data management. The funding is coming from ECP and NSA. A lot of terminology, view, execution space, serial, threads, OpenAP, GPU, etc. Memory space, DRAM, NVRAM, and others. Pattern is like the pattern for the parallel for the reduction, the scan, etc. And policy, execution policy, static, dynamic scheduling, thread teams, etc. Supports CPU, AMD, NVIDIA GPUs, like Intel, KNL, etc. And this link is well known with many, many tutorials online. So let's discuss about Alpaca. It's an abstraction library for parallel kernel acceleration. It's header only C++14 abstraction for accelerator development. It's developed by HZDR in Germany. Similar to Coda terminology, grid, block, thread, plus element that goes really deep per thread, let's call, right? So you can do the vectorization, you can control everything. And platform decided at the compile time, so a single source interface. Easy to port CUDA codes through Kubla. The interface is really similar and it's quite easy, I would say. Some terminology also, queue, blocking or non-blocking, buffers and work division, define some things. Supports heap, CUDA, TBB, OpenAP for CPU and GPU, etc. And there is a GitHub link. Also, because I have collaborated with the developers and I have ported Bubble Stream to Alpaca, but the results are in a paper to be presented. Now, let's discuss about Bubble Stream results. So here you see the left three groups of graphs is about the triad, and the right three are about the dot kernel. And the colors is CUDA or heap, depending on the device, heapsql, cocos, and OpenAP offloading. Now this is the V100, A100, and AMD MI100. And what you see here is that this for NVIDIA, for example, is close to 800 gigabytes per second, the V100. The A100 is close to 1.4 terabytes per second. And MI100 is close to here to 1 terabyte, a bit less per second. Now I would say that the NVIDIA, this one is the A100 is really close to the peak and similar to V100. Now I would like to mention that we use the Cocos code from Bubble Stream and is not optimized for GPU really, because I had to change to for two layers of reduction for the reduction for the dot kernel. So here the Cocos is not that it's bad, but it's not optimized compared to the others that I could tune them manually. Now for V100, we see that the reduction performs similar to the triad, except the Cocos, but the Cocos is not optimized. Now for A100, again we see the same, that a bit heapsql and a bit Cocos is a bit lower. But for AMD, what we see is that we see the same trend, that something that is similar with heapsql is lesser with heapsql and Cocos, but OpenMP goes quite lower performance. And this is something that the OpenAP offloading is hurt because of the reduction is not that efficient. So we track to see the performance during the time, during the new versions, but the reduction is something that OpenAP is not efficient. And so if your code has a lot of reductions, maybe OpenAP is not the right approach. AMD Instinct MI250X. So here we are with a Lumi GPU card, and there are many differences, same similarities and differences. Now, it has two graphics compute dies, GCDs, and I will show in the next slide what I mean with two graphics compute dies. Every GCD has 64 gigabytes of SBM2E memory, total 128. So you have like two GPUs in one GPU. Okay, 26.5 teraflops peak performance per GCD, which means the peak performance per device, if I say it like that, is around 53 teraflops. 1.6 terabyte per second memory bandwidth again per GCD. So for GPU is 3.2 terabyte. And we have 110 compute units per GCD, totally 220. And the GCDs are interconnected with 200 gigabytes per second per direction. Okay, so have quite high bandwidth between them. And the interconnection is attached on the GPU, not on the CPU. So on Lumi, if you do ping pong test from the CPU, it will go through the GPU. So you have to pay some overhead maybe. I have not tested, we don't have access yet to these devices. So this is an assumption. So you have to understand that on Lumi, the interconnection is on the GPU. So your MPI send buffer or whatever should have an allocation on the GPU memory to be more efficient. So the MI250X, this is again a mock-up designed by myself. What I want to show you, this is now four shader engines, 1, 2, 3, 4. Before the MI100 was 8, but it was 4. This is the one GCD, is this thing here. The second is this one. So each of them, GCDs, has 110 compute units. They have 200 gigabyte interconnection between these per direction. Okay, there's an infinity fabric here around that goes outside from these GPUs. And okay, there's infinity memory controllers for SBM2 memory. And there are two of these. This is one GPU. So you don't see here two GPUs, it's one. Now someone could say, this is two GPUs, but terminology, okay, it's one device with something, let's say, two GPUs, if you want to say it like that. You should call it GCD is the correct term, I would say. So what's here about how to use this device and what we miss here? I mean, okay, if I have one MPI process, what happens? So how to use these things? Utilize Cray and Pitch with GPU support, and you have to export this variable to support the GPU, I'm not sure if this will be changed, so don't take it for default, but maybe it can be changed or not, I don't know. Now, use one MPI process per GCD, so two MPI processes per GPU, and 8 MPI processes per node if you plan to utilize 4 GPUs. What do I mean? If your program is one MPI process, okay, there's no other solution. You will use one GCD. If you use one GCD, then you have 110 compute units, you have 1.6 terabyte per second peak, and not 3.2. That's why you use two MPI processes per GPU to have one plus one in order to use all the bandwidth and all the computation. And if you want to use more GPUs on the system, you can go from 2 MPI to 4 to 6 or 8. I mean, usually the 6 doesn't sound correct number, 1 to 4 GPUs usually, but it depends on your application, of course. MI250X can have a multiple context setting in the same GPU, okay? Thus, supports many MPI processes per GPU by default. This is what we call CUDA MPS, is by default active, so you can run many MPI processes in the same GPU. But be careful about contention and all these things. It's not like free ride, okay? So you have to be careful about this. Now, if the application requires use different number of MPI processes, I suppose you'll be free to use different MPI processes. We have not yet tested, but we hope so, that it works efficient as it is. Now, OpenCC. GCC will provide OpenCC through Metal Graphics Contracts, now called Siemens ETA, but it's checking functionality. What does it mean? The performance aspect will not be really comparing to the other compilers. It's been supporting OpenCC version 2.6, maybe 2.7 for Fortran. This is quite old OpenCC version, but maybe it's enough. And they announced that they will not support OpenCC for C++. What does it mean? If you have C and C++, don't use OpenCC for Lumi, the general method. Now there's a clack for from Oak Ridge. This is about OpenCC for LLVM, only for C, Fortran and C++ in the future probably. It translates OpenCC code to OpenAPI offloading. And if the code is in Fortran, we could use also GPU fork that I will mention later. Here is the clack from ORNL, and I use here the clang, the compiler from ORNL, and I have a Jacobi file. The options that do not matter for the moment about OpenCC to print some OpenAPI and converting. The original code is this one. You see SCC, parallel loop, reduction, private, etc. And the new code that I did nothing except to use the clang is the OMP target teams, map to from, first private reduction, and distributed, although it misses some parallel for here, etc., and the loop. So it converted it. Maybe it's not efficient, but it's still under development. Now, I want to show you here some results. This is for V100 only. What I want to show you here is OpenCC from PGI. It was still PGI. Clang 12. This is BubbleStream, okay, the five classic kernels. Now, OpenCC GCC 10 and OpenCC GCC OG 10. The OG is the development of the version 10, is the latest OpenAPI development stuff that have also other improvements. And here you can see how the OpenCC is improving while I use the latest GCC from OG 10. And the crucial was the GCC support. Okay, how the OpenAPI, this is the OpenAPI basically, improved the DOT. The DOT performance was significantly improved, and among all of the other kernels, but the DOT performance was significantly improved here through the GCC. So they don't do only functionality, they do some performance improvements, but you see they're still behind from other compilers. And now the GPU fork is a new tool from AMD that basically you can convert CUDA Fortran codes or OpenCC Fortran codes to OpenAPI offload or heap. And this way, some stuff from Fortran that you have to do manually, it goes automatically for you to create interfaces, to call the kernels from C++ files, etc. And there's a quite complicated workflow, but it works for some examples, but still there are some developments. And it's developed, as you see here, from Dominic and Mazda from AMD and the team. And you can use AMD OpenAPI after to use OpenAPI offloading and all the situations. And just to show you a simple example, on the left here, I have a code. I have OpenCC. You see in the box the main OpenCC part. And it creates the write part, if dev original file. And what it says, if dev GPU fork, then start calling some GPU fork, SCC enter region, copy, and other aspects, and how to launch the kernel and this stuff. But else is the original code. So this part is exactly the same thing. So this is only if you have GPU fork. But it's not only this. Automatically, it creates also this part, the external C routine, okay, to include the launch for the kernel, the launch for the kernel. And it has many, many options that maybe you don't use in the original code, but it defines it either way. And here is the kernel, okay? So all of this code is created from basically from the previous slide. And here you can see the kernel, how it's created automatically for you. All of these are automatically. Now, I had shown you last year the porting diagram, and what's changed here? These things change. Though if you have OpenGC, you have Cray for Fortran, Clack or Flack if it's produced the released, and GCC, and if Fortran, use GPU Fort. Okay, so basically, I said also already about HPE, this supports only Fortran for OpenGC. The Clack and Flack is OpenGC is a research project, so I don't know, we have no contract with them, so I don't know what will be released. And GCC still lack performance, but they're still in the game here. And if you use GPU Fort, you can use if the performance is good, perfect. If no, you can profile and tune OpenAP and heap calls, improve data transfers, and see what else you can achieve. So tuning use multiple wavefronts per compute unit is important to hide latency and instruction throughput. Tune number of threads per block, as I said, number of teams for OpenAP offloading and other programming models support these things. Memory coalescing increases bandwidth, unrolling loops allow compiler to prefetch data. Small kernels can cause latency overhead, adjust the workload. Use the local data share memory, as a small memory that's really close to the compute units and close and has really high bandwidth. Profile, this could be a bit difficult without proper tools. Conclusions, future work, code written in C, C++ and MPI plus OpenAP is a bit easier to be ported to OpenAP offloading compared to other approaches. Heap cyclic cocos and alpaca could be good options considering that the code is in C++. There can be challenges depending on the code and what GPU functionalities are integrated to an application, how new they are also. It will be required to tune the code for high occupancy, track historical performance among new compilers. This is what I'm doing, but also you have to do when you use a new compiler, maybe it can be worse for some things. GCC for OpenGC and OpenAP offloading for AMD GPUs can be tricky to install and have many issues. I track that. And I track in how profiling tools work for AMD GPUs. I try to test RockProf, Tau, Scorpio, HPC Toolkit. And also, we have an accepted paper evaluating GPU programming models for the Lumen supercomputer. Will be presented at Supercomputing Asia in March, and will show also more results and with Alpaca also. So that's it for me. Thanks a lot for any question. Thank you.
Less than a minute for live Q&A. Maybe very quickly, the question by Chris, do you have any experiences on the time and effort involved in porting existing codes to AMD GPUs?
So basically, totally depends on what is the programming model use. So I had a situation I did for testing the Gromax, which is a huge code. And it took me almost 1.5 days when I didn't know exactly the errors. But finally, when I knew the procedure, in less than 5 hours, I was able to port and have the binary, not the performance, but have the binary.
Okay, yeah,